This is Abe Kiyos recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. We're in the top line of Yud Zayin Amid Beis, last word on the line. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Atzeres Shechalios Erev Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on a Friday. So Beishamai, who holds that you can't shecht the korban ola that is supposed to be brought on the Yontif because it's not considered necessary for Yontif. So when are you supposed to shecht it? You can't shecht it on Shavuos, and you can't shecht it the day after Shavuos because it's Shabbos. So Bishamay Omrim Yom Tavuach Achar HaShabbos. So you said you would actually wait till Sunday to shecht the Karbonos that you couldn't shecht on Yontif. Bishil Omrim Ein La Yom Tavuach. No, there is no day that you are going to have to shecht the Karbonos because you're allowed to shecht them on Friday on Yontif itself. So therefore you don't have to have a special day on Sunday, unless Shavuos falls out on Shabbos. So now we're going to try to use our Mishnah as a raya, whether or not we hold of Rabbi Oshia's chiddush. Rabbi Oshia on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph said that you get a week to make up any of the korbanos that you didn't get a chance to bring on Shavuos itself. So my lav, so the Gemara says, is it not shot in Beis Hillel Ein La Yom Tavuach Klal, that there is no makeup day at all, meaning you don't have to make them up Sunday through Friday. There is no makeup day for Shavuos, and therefore Rav Oshia is wrong, he's against Beis Hillel. Our answer is lo. She'ein et tzricha yom tavuach. It just means you don't need a yom tavuach, but there is a yom tavuach if you need to make up the karbonos. Umay kamash malan, demekarvinan biyome. So what? The Beis Hillel is just coming to teach us that you can bring the karbonos on the proper day, i.e. on Friday. Ha'ifligu b'chad azimna. They already said that in the Reisha of the Mishnah. It's not, because the earlier part of the Mishnah said, Beishamai says you can't bring the carbon ola on Yantif because it's not considered a tzorech Yantif that you'd be allowed to shecht for it. And Beis Hillel says you can bring the carbon ola on Yantif because it's considered a tzorech of the Yantif. So why do I need them to argue in general about it and then specifically whether or not you have to make it up after Shavuos? So tzricha, we need both. The iashmin and baha, because if we would have only had the first case of regular yantif, that Beishamai says you can't shecht the korban ola, baha kamri Beishamai. That's when Beishamai says you can't shecht the korban ola on the first day of yantif. Mishum de efshel amachar, because you have the rest of yantif to make it up. Avol, and the Bach just changes the baha, ema modu lehula Beis Hillel. Maybe on Shavuos they would have agreed with Beis Hillel that there's no makeup day, and therefore you can actually shecht on Yontif itself, on Friday, because you can't shecht it the next day, which is Shabbos. Iashmina and Baha, and if we would have only had the case on Shavuos, Baha Kamri Beis Hillel. Maybe Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to shecht the Korban Ola on Shavuos, which is Friday, Mishum Delo Efshel Amachar, because you can't use the next day as a makeup day because it's Shabbos. Aval Baha, but in a case of a regular Yontif where you can make it up the rest of Yontif, Ema Modu Le Beis Shammai. Maybe they would agree with Beis Shammai that you can't shecht the Korban Ola on a regular yantif of Pesach or Sukkot, because you can make it up the rest of yantif. So therefore it's tzricha, therefore they have to argue about it twice to prove this point, but you should not be medayik from this, that there is no makeup 7 days following Shavuos. There is. Toshma, now come and try to bring another raya, whether or not we have a makeup week after Shavuos. Mishalochag Shavuos, Mishalochag Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Vishmonas Yimei HaChag, the Yom Tov, and the Gra just changes the girsa over here, takes out the word Harishim. The Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, Shuv Eino Chogig. So here we have the following brisa, which says, if you don't bring your karbanos on the entirety of the Yontif, including the day of Shavuos, you can't bring your karban chagiga afterwards. My lav, Yontif Shel Atzeres, does that not mean that if you don't bring it on the one day of Yontif of Shavuos, you can't make it up later against Rav Oshia? Says, well, no, the Gemara says, Yom Tavuach. It means the makeup day. If you don't bring it on the Sunday makeup day after, Ihachi Nifshot Minah, so then you should learn from this brisa, okay, the Chad Yom Tavuach. So he says, okay, so there's one makeup day. There's not 7 makeup days. So, Ema Yemei Tavuach. Fine, okay, I was being inexact with my answer. I really meant the makeup days, not the makeup day. Toshmas, and I'll try to bring another right. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. We have the following brisa from Rabbi Shmuel Amra Torah, Minei Yamim V'Kadish Chodesh. The Torah tells us by Rosh Chodesh, you count the requisite amount of days, and then you Mekadish the Rosh Chodesh, Minei Yamim V'Kadish Atzeres. Also, you count the 49 days of the Omer, and then you have Shavuos. Ma Chodesh L'Menuyav Af Atzeres L'Menuya. So just like Rosh Chodesh is specifically on its appointed day that you counted, so too Shavuos is on its appointed day that you counted. So my lav gamar mechodesh. So you should doesn't not make sense now to learn out from Rosh Chodesh onto the halachas of Shavuos. Ma chodesh yom echad af atzeres yom echad. Just like Rosh Chodesh, you have one day to bring the karbanos and that's it. No makeup days. So too on Shavuos, there's no makeup days. So Amar Rav of Hizbara, that's not the correct shot. Hatu atzeres a yomei maninan shavui lo maninan. What? Is the count exactly the same between Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos? Do we not also count the weeks in addition to the days when it comes to Shavuos? Well, Amar Abaye, doesn't Abaye teach us? Mitzvah l'mimne yomei, dechsev tisbru chamishim yabba, mitzvah l'mimne shavui, dechsev shiva shavuos tisbralah. So we have two separate psukim which teach us two different halachas. Number one, you're supposed to count the days, as it says you count 50 days. And number two, you're supposed to count the weeks, as it says you're supposed to count 7 weeks. Ve'od, and furthermore, chag shavuos ksiv. It's called shavuos in the Torah, which implies that you get an entire week for it. So therefore, you can't compare every aspect of Shavuos to every aspect of Rosh Chodesh. So you get the 7 days of makeup after Shavuos, and it's not like Rosh Chodesh in that way. The Bei Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Tana, and in the house of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, they learned the following. Amar Kra Ukra Sem Uvekutzrechem. So it says regarding the holiday of Shavuos, two things. Number one, it says Ukrasem, just the rest of the pasuk, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Kom Lech Sabado Lasasu, etc. So it says you call it Shavuos on that day after you finish counting the Omer. And then it also says in the very next pasuk, Uvekutzrechem Es Kitzir Artzachem Lo Sechale Pasadcha Bekutzrecha Veleket Kitzircha Lo Selakeit, etc. So right afterwards, it talks about harvesting and the halachos of leket shiklan peya that you're supposed to do when you harvest. So ezehu chag sha'ata kore vikotzerbo. What is the holiday that you call it a yantif and it's also in the harvest time? Heviomer zechag atzeres. That's talking about Shavuos. So Amos, when is this so? Ilema biyom tov. If it's talking dafka about yantif, that the kitzira aspect is relevant to the yantif of Shavuos. Kitzira biyantif mishari. What, you're allowed to cut down the crops on Yantif? Of course not. Elalav l'teshlum, and it must be talking about right after Shavuos, and still there's relevant halachos of Shavuos right after the Yantif is over while you're harvesting your field. So now we have two sources. We have Reb Oshia's Hekish between Shavuos and the other two Shalish Regalim, as well as this Hekish of the Smichas Psukim of Ukrasem Uvekutchuk to teach us that you have teshlumin for 7 days following Shavuos. So now we want to know the afagad the itmar the Rabbi Lezer Amar Rabbi Oshia. We have the drasha of Rabbi Lezer in the name of Rabbi Oshia. It's the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. We still need this drasha of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The imar Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Oshia. If we only have Rabbi Oshia's drasha, hava mina ma teshlumin shalchag amatzos aser basiyas malacha. Because just like when the days where you can make up the karbanos from Pesach, i.e. Chol HaMoed, there is an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So I might have also thought that the 7 days following Shavuos have an Isser Malacha. So Kamash Malan, that there is no Isser Malacha during the makeup time for Shavuos. It's regular weekdays. And Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Kamash Malan, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That's why I have the drasha of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov to teach me that you're allowed to harvest on the days following Shavuos, that there's no Isser Malachav. If I would have only had the Smichas Psukim, then going over to Yud Chesem and Aleph. Now, Lo Yadana Kama, I would not know how many days you get to make it up for. So Kamash Malan, the Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Oshia. And therefore we have the Joshua of Elazar Amar Rabbi Oshia that you're allowed to make it up for 7 days because we learn it from Pesach. We'll hold here.